have a very great concern about not having enough trade schools in Idaho, and to me that should be the primary focus of education at this point, to address the gap between employers' needs and the workforce. What are your plans for trade schools in this state?
Amen, amen, amen. Let me give you one of the best examples that's totally doable. In North Idaho, there's a gentleman by the name of Ron Nilsen. And this guy is a bulldog. He is a business guy, and he understands life and how to get things done. A few years ago, he owns a giant company that makes big commercial equipment for mines. And he couldn't hire enough welders. So what he said is, let's go find out what our community needs for the jobs that are right here. Let's create a technical school, okay? So instead of someone telling him how to do it, he went out to the community and said, how do we connect the kids that are here to the jobs that are here, okay? And he went to the hospital and he said, what do you need? And he said, we need CNAs. And he said, okay, will you participate in this school? They said, yes. He went to the automotive industry and said, what do you need? They said, we desperately need kids in the automotive industry. Will you participate? Yes. So they put together a tech school called K-Tech in North Idaho. And when you go there, it blows your mind. You walk in the doors, beautiful building, but in this classroom is their medical classroom. And then there's a beautiful suite where they teach medicine. The next one's robotics. The next one is auto mechanics. Across the hall is electricians. Right next to it's HVAC. And they have matched up kids in the community with the jobs in the community. They've brought industry in and created that line of sight. So here's the data to get to your point. 550 kids, 250 kid waiting list, 100% graduation, 2.1 job offers per kid. It works. So all we need to do from the state level is show best practices and incentivize school districts to make those connections. So we're not coming in and telling you how to do your technical program, but it's coming grassroots with what are the jobs that are just like they've done there. And then you can give some funding, because right now the funding we do for talent pipeline is not effective at all, but we can give some funding and say, hey, make the connections, we'll help fund it, and let's get these kids on a pathway to jobs and careers that are here in Idaho. It doesn't mean we still don't focus on college, but college, this should be part of the pathway to getting to your career, and we have missed the boat. Our kids in Idaho think that if they don't go get a four-year degree, they fail. They don't have line of sight to jobs. You're absolutely spot on to what we need.